9. Your SPSV business. This chapter deals with some of the things you need to know about when you are operating an SPSV business, working in the SPSV industry, the authority's role in SPSV business operations, planning to become an SPSV operator, selecting the right business model for you, promoting your business, running your own business. Working in the SPSV industry. There are many ways to work in the SPSV industry. As a driver, you can obtain an SPSV driver license and drive a licensed SPSV that you own yourself or that is owned by someone else. You must inform the authority as to which vehicle you are driving. See Chapter 5. If you already hold a local area Hackney vehicle license, you can obtain a local area Hackney driver license and offer Hackney services in the area for which it is licensed. As a vehicle owner, you can obtain a vehicle license and either drive the vehicle yourself if you hold an SPSV driver license or allow it to be driven by another licensed SPSV driver. The vehicle license specifies whether the vehicle can be operated as a taxi, a wheelchair-accessible taxi, a Hackney, a wheelchair-accessible Hackney, a local area Hackney, or a limousine. If you rent out the vehicle, you must inform the authority. See Chapter 5. As a dispatch operator, you can obtain an SPSV dispatch operator license. See Appendix C, and can then take bookings for SPSV services or put in place a system for taking bookings and arrange for those services to be delivered by drivers with whom you have an agreement. A mix of the above. With the appropriate licenses, you may fill more than one of the above roles. Each of these options has advantages and disadvantages, different costs and different earning potential. It is important that you research the options and make choices according to what suits you best and will give you a satisfactory return for your investment and effort. Careful planning in the early stages will also help to avoid problems in the future. Sole trader business model. This chapter focuses mainly on the business issues, opportunities and problems faced by an SPSV owner and driver established as a sole trader, the business model chosen by the majority of operators in the industry. However, many of the issues raised apply equally to other business models. Some other sources of useful information are listed on page 95. While the SPSV entry test may include some questions relating to running a business, the authority's remit does not include giving business advice to individuals. Independent experts will be able to give you the best advice. Talk to an accountant or someone else suitably qualified to guide you through the process of setting up and managing your own business. The authority's role in SPSV business operations. The authority is involved in a number of key activities that may directly impact your business. Setting standards for the provision of SPSV services, including vehicles. Licensing vehicles for use as SPSVs. Administering SPSV driver licenses after An Garda Síochána have issued them. Licensing dispatch operators. Monitoring compliance with SPSV legislation. Investigating complaints and prosecuting breaches of SPSV legislation. In order to obtain or renew any vehicle, SPSV driver or dispatch operator license, you must prove that your tax affairs are up to date. The authority's interest in your SPSV business, however, is not confined to tax compliance. The authority encourages all SPSV operators to conduct their business affairs efficiently and professionally, as this will help them to build sustainable businesses that will be better able to serve the travelling public. Planning to become an SPSV operator. Before you decide to enter the SPSV industry, there are some important issues you need to consider. These issues also arise for existing operators who are considering a change or expansion of their activities. You must carefully weigh the advantages and disadvantages of working in the industry. Be realistic at this stage, get as much information and advice as you can, and decide whether or not setting up in the SPSV industry is right for you. If you are well informed and well prepared, you will have a far better chance of creating and running a successful business. Preparation is also important if you are applying for a bank loan or credit facilities. Your bank manager will need to know that you have thought carefully about the decision and have built a comprehensive and realistic business plan. You need to decide what type of SPSV you want to operate. Taxi, wheelchair accessible taxi, hackney, wheelchair accessible hackney, local area hackney, or limousine. All of these modes of transport can operate 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. From time to time, the authority may temporarily limit the issuing of new licenses to one or more categories of SPSV in order to improve the services available to the public. Details of any such measure are published on the authority's website and will be made available to all applicants through the licensing process. At the time of publication of this manual, new applications for vehicle licenses are being accepted only for wheelchair accessible taxis, wheelchair accessible hackneys, local area hackneys, and limousines. Have you considered the following? Overall plan. What is your overall plan for your business? How do you want it to develop? Market. Have you identified a market for your SPSV business? How will you promote your services? Vehicle. What type of vehicle do you need, and how much will it cost? Remember, it may be more expensive to run and maintain an SPSV than a private vehicle. See Chapter 3 for requirements. Operating costs versus profit. Have you calculated your expected running costs and made an estimate of your income? Will you be able to generate sufficient surplus to pay yourself enough to live on? Finance. What finance do you have? Can you raise enough to start the business? Creating a business plan. Writing a business plan is a useful way of clarifying your reasons for getting into the SPSV business and the expectations you have for the business. It will also help you to plan your activities and finances and to evaluate your performance. It will almost certainly be required by your bank manager if you are applying for a loan or overdraft facilities. Writing a business plan can be as simple as addressing the issues raised in the table below. Business plan. About me. Who you are. Your background. Your work experience. Type of SPSV operation. Taxi, hackney or limousine. Local area hackney. Standard or wheelchair accessible vehicle. Vehicle and or driver or dispatch operator. Who are my customers? Your target customers. For example, city centre shoppers and workers. Customers requiring accessible services. Travellers at transport terminals. Corporate customers. And late night revelers. What makes me stand out from other SPSV operators? Distinguishing selling points, such as luxury car, 8-seater car, wheelchair accessible vehicle, discounts for multiple bookings. Fares. How many customers you expect to have during each shift, how many shifts, how much customers will pay you on average for each journey. Cost of each fare. The average cost to you of each journey, taking into account fuel, insurance, tax, vehicle maintenance, and other expenses. Startup finance. How much finance you will need to start up your business. Operating costs versus income. How your SPSV business will be financially viable. Identifying your market. Before you start your business, it is important to do some market research. Find out as much as you can about the demand for the service you are thinking of offering in the area in which you are thinking of operating and the current supply of services in that area. This involves finding out who your customers are likely to be, when and where you are likely to find them, and what you can do to attract them and build up repeat custom. Are there many hotels, restaurants, shopping centres, transport terminals, or large businesses in the area? If so, you may be able to secure a good deal of business from these sources. However, it is not enough simply to identify the opportunities. You should try to realistically determine your likelihood of actually securing business from these sources. That means going to places where you think you might find customers, at different times of the day and night. Talk to potential customers and people who work with or near potential customers, for example, business managers. Find out what their needs are, how those needs are currently being met, and what type of service you could offer that would be attractive to them. You should also try to find out as much as you can about the type and extent of competition you will face. Is your area already well served with SPSVs and other forms of public transport? If so, it will be more difficult for you to make a living. Think about what you can do to encourage customers to choose your service rather than another SPSV provider or another mode of transport. Consider providing a fully accessible service in the area you propose to operate. Look up your local directory and look for hospital listings, medical centres or nursing homes, and see if there is any contract work available. If you already have your SPSV driver licence, you might consider renting a licensed vehicle for a short while to build your understanding of the demand for services and to identify the most profitable times of operation. Doing your research. Consider the following questions when carrying out your research. In what area would you like to operate your business? When is the peak time for business in the area in which you propose to operate? What hours would you propose to work? Would you propose to operate your vehicle 24 hours a day through renting or sharing your vehicle with another licensed driver? If so, how would you organize additional drivers? What contract work may be available in the area, and how could you secure contract work? Are there dispatch operators in the area, and what are their commercial arrangements? Is there an online booking service that operates in your area? Should you consider operating the business in partnership with another person? How could you promote your business in the area? Financial planning. To see whether the business you are considering is viable, develop a set of financial projections that is as comprehensive and as precise as possible. This is not as complicated as it sounds. You should start with a list of the costs you are likely to incur and then figure out when they are likely to arise. Start by grouping them by the frequency with which you think they will occur. The authority generally conducts a review of the taxi cost index, the underlying basis for the national maximum taxi fare, every 2 years. This contains helpful cost and operational information that can form the basis of your cost projections. Once you have this projection of expenditure, you can work out how much you need to make on a monthly or weekly basis to cover the cost of operating the business. You will also be better able to predict when the peaks in your expenditure are likely to occur and determine your need for overdraft or loan facilities to deal with them. Projected expenditure for typical SPSV operator. Startup costs. Purchase of vehicle, See chapters 3 and 4 for conditions. Initial vehicle license fee. Initial suitability inspection fee. Purchase of roof sign. Branding. Taxi meter and printer. Taxi only. Calibration and verification of taxi meter. Taxi only. Fee for SPSV entry test. SPSV driver license fee. Safety equipment. Frequent. Fuel. Cleaning. Valeting. Servicing. Advertising and promotion. Advertising in local papers, directories, business cards, flyers, etc. Loan repayments. Radio rental. Affiliation to dispatch operator. Occasional. SPSV equipment. Pen and paper. Receipt rolls. Replacement safety equipment, including fire extinguisher, first aid kit, reflective vest, and advance warning triangle. Spare parts or replacement tires for vehicle. Recalibration and re-verification of taxi meter whenever national maximum taxi fare changes or vehicle is changed. Every year, license renewal assessment fee, NCT test. Insurance. Must cover use of the vehicle as an SPSV. Some insurance companies facilitate payment over 10 or 12 months. Road tax. Can be paid half yearly or quarterly. Airport permit charges, if applicable. Every 5 years, SPSV driver license renewal fee. Infrequent. Decide how often your vehicle will need to be replaced. This will depend largely on the age, mileage and condition of the car. Remember that age and size restrictions apply. See chapters 3 and 4 and Appendix A. Unpredictable. Repairs. You will need to allow a contingency amount to cater for the unexpected. Selecting the right business model. One of the most important decisions you must make when starting a new SPSV business or expanding an existing one is to choose whether to operate as a sole trader or to form a private limited company. Each of these business models has benefits and drawbacks, and you should seek independent expert advice before deciding on which business model to use. Building up and promoting your business. Whatever type of SPSV business you decide to set up, vehicle operator, driver or dispatch operator, you will need to think carefully about how you design and promote your business, a process usually referred to as marketing. While market research is important in planning to set up as an SPSV operator, as mentioned above, marketing should continue after you are up and running. When you are running a business, it is easy just to concentrate on the day-to-day activities. However, it is also important to spend time on activities that will keep your business going in the long term and secure your future. Depending on what part of the country you operate in and what times of day you operate, you might find that you have enough work to achieve your business aims. In other circumstances, however, you might need to think of ways of advertising and promoting your business, or of making the service you offer more attractive to customers. Reviewing the market. Review the market on an ongoing basis. Gather information about where and how to attract customers to your service and assess where the best opportunities are. It is your business and you know it better than anyone else. Your daily and weekly records of fares and expenses are a good source of basic information about where the current business opportunities are in your area and may help you to identify further opportunities. Create a plan of action for breaking into new market areas. Here are some questions to consider when reviewing your market. What are your busiest areas and times? Are there any opportunities you can build on? What are the specific requirements or expectations of the different types of potential customers? Consider the entire range of customer types, from late-night club and party goers to business people. Ask your existing and potential customers what they are looking for in an SPSV service provider. What are they currently happy with? What are they unhappy with? Or what do they feel is currently missing? Ask customers what makes them decide between one SPSV service and another. Who are your competitors, and how well are they meeting their customers' needs? Can you provide a better service, or fill a gap in service? Getting more business from existing customers. Think about how you can build up a list of customers who will choose you first when they want an SPSV. If you always look after their needs and never let them down, they will be less likely to seek an alternative supplier. This is especially true for wheelchair accessible services. For taxi drivers, even customers picked up on the street can be turned into regular repeat customers. Encourage them to think of you anytime they need a taxi by meeting and exceeding their expectations. Arranging to collect them from wherever you drop them off is one of the first steps in building up a regular customer list. Follow this up by encouraging them to book you when they need to be collected from home or work. And remember, always to give them a business card, or at least ensure that your contact details are printed on your receipts. Remind passengers that the taxi fare as calculated on the taxi meter is for the journey, and except for the small additional passenger charge, is independent of the number travelling. For a group of, say, four passengers travelling together in a taxi, the fare may be less per person than the equivalent bus or train fare. Ask existing customers to mention you to their friends and colleagues if they are satisfied with your service. This helps to spread the word about your business and grow your potential customer base. Data protection. If you collect personal information, such as customer contact details, you must not share it with anybody else, and you must use it only for the purpose for which it was provided. The collection and storage of personal information is regulated by the Data Protection Acts 1988 and 2003. For more information, see the Data Protection Commissioner's website, www.dataprotection.ie. Looking for new customers. Ask yourself how you decided to buy something you have come to depend on, for example, your mobile phone. Was it simply the phone itself? Was it the price you paid? Was it because the phone company was easy to find? Was it their advertising or their reputation for reliability? You will most likely find that the deciding factor was what others told you about the phone, that is, word of mouth. Word of mouth is considered to be the most powerful and effective way for customers to learn about products and services. Imagine the sort of SPSV service that would make such an impression on you that you would tell all your friends about it. Then, concentrate on delivering that service to your customers. If you drive a taxi, it may be worthwhile planning your shift around a route that takes in local places that are likely to be busy at predetermined times. Most local newspapers list theatre times, concert details, and local sports events, and with a little planning, it may be possible to be in the right place at the right time. Customers now expect the service to come to them. They may not necessarily go to a taxi rank. Mobile phone apps for booking taxi or hackney services have increased customer expectations in this respect. Standing out from the competition. Being available when customers need you is a very important part of any SPSV service. An SPSV service should also offer value for money, a comfortable journey for all passengers, safe and legal driving, a clean, properly serviced, and valeted vehicle, door-to-door delivery to wherever customers want to go, whatever assistance customers need with luggage and entering or leaving the vehicle, and polite and courteous service. All of these features combine to give customers a very good reason to call you again. Giving them a receipt or business card with your contact details will make it easier for them to call you than to look for another SPSV in the phone book or even on the internet. However, to become and remain a successful business, you need to go one step further and consider how you can give your customers a compelling reason to call you rather than another SPSV operator. What can you do to make a customer's journey more enjoyable, more comfortable, better value, safer, more efficient, or even more entertaining? To begin with, choose just one of these features and concentrate on applying it to your business. Advertising and promotion. Advertising and promotion are important to the success of your business and can help you to stand out in a busy marketplace. Look at the advertising and promotion that others are doing. Assess how effective they are and where you might improve on what they are doing. The type of SPSV you choose to operate will determine to a large degree how you advertise and promote your business. Here are a few typical ways to advertise and promote a business. Advertising in newspapers, in directories, for example the Golden Pages, in shops, on notice boards, on local radio stations. Setting up a website containing all your details and services, and possibly an online booking facility, and linking it to associated specialist sites that focus on, for example, weddings or local events. Putting your contact details on your receipt to encourage repeat business. Giving out business cards. Distributing flyers and leaflets to householders, businesses, and wherever your customers are, including targeted promotion for specific events such as Debs, weddings, etc. Advertising in publications, targeted at commercial and public sector organizations. Arranging for articles or features about you or your service to be printed in appropriate papers or magazines. Supporting and sponsoring local events and charities. If you have a taxi, advertising on your vehicle. Hackneys and limousines are not permitted to advertise in this way. This is not only a way of promoting your own business, but may also be a way of generating additional revenue from other businesses. Joining a local business network and telling everyone you know about your business and asking them to support you and to pass your name on to others. A key point is that one of your best forms of advertising is a satisfied customer who will advertise and promote your business by word of mouth at no cost to you. Note that the use of the word taxi in advertising is restricted by law, specifically to the SPSV categories of taxi and wheelchair accessible taxi. Advertising and promotional materials featuring unlicensed vehicles are not permitted. Running your own business. Most people who work in the SPSV industry are self-employed. This gives them a certain freedom to work as much or as little as they would like and to work hours of their own choosing. It also imposes certain legal responsibilities on them regarding how they conduct their business. Being your own boss is a challenge that requires discipline and determination. However, running your own business gives you greater control over your working life. Ultimately, it can be a rewarding and fulfilling experience. Understanding some of the basics of running a small business, as outlined below, and on the next few pages, will help you to earn more money and help you enjoy the freedom of being your own boss. 1. Keep good business records. Everyone who is in business needs to keep records, particularly records of income and expenditure. You will need good records in order to help you to manage your business, to make accurate tax returns, and to deal with the authorities, licensing and other requirements. A professional accountant can advise you on what to record and what is required by law for taxation purposes. As the SPSV business is largely cash-based, keeping the required records is relatively simple. Keep a manual or electronic diary to record daily and weekly totals of all the fares you receive, and keep a record of everything you spend that relates to your business. Fuel, vehicle maintenance, and accessories will be the major items here. Keep all the receipts. The simplest thing to do is to staple the receipts to the relevant page in your diary. keep a diary. As a first step towards keeping good records, use a simple diary to note down income and expenditure. Do it every day, otherwise you will forget. Divide the page in two. On the left, note all your fares, and on the right, note all your expenses, particularly fuel. See the diary example below. The following is a visual example of a daily record. On the left-hand side, the date, 25th of July 2015. Fares, 7:20 a.m., Drumcondra to the airport, 19 euros. 8 a.m., Clonshock to Wilton Place, 18 euros. 9 a.m., Green to Lansdowne, 7 euros. 9:40, RDS to the IFSC, 12 euros. 10 a.m., Connolly Station to Phibsborough, 8 euros. 10:30 a.m., The Mater Hospital to Colchester, 12 euros. 11:50 a.m., Colchester to Malahide, 19 euros. 12:45 p.m., Malahide to Connolly, 28 euros. 1 p.m., Connolly to Houston, 9 euros. On the right-hand side of the page, expenses, receipts attached. Diesel, Rahini, 40 euros. Puncture repair, Ring's End, 10 euros. Car wash, Colchester, 6 euros. For further information, please contact the authority. Mobile phone apps and other technological devices are also available that can provide useful records of your activity. Some simply record where you were and when. Others provide more detailed logs of your journey. Taxi drivers should also note that their taxi meter may be able to maintain detailed records of their activity. As well as helping to keep you tax compliant, good records can help you plan your work. For example, you can identify the locations and times of day that are best for business. Good records are very useful when you are doing longer-term financial planning. Also, if you are applying for a bank loan, the bank will almost certainly want to see your records. A diary is also a useful way of recording incidents that may subsequently come under investigation by An Garda Síochána or by the authority. A diary entry written at the time of the incident is a far more reliable record of the event than a verbal account based on your memory and carries more weight as evidence in court. You should also note in your diary reminders of important dates relating to your licenses, because without valid licenses, you are not allowed to operate. In particular, note the following. The renewal date for your SPSV driver license. You should apply to have it renewed at least 6 weeks before the expiry date. The expiry date of your vehicle license. You can start the renewal process up to 60 days before the vehicle license expires. The renewal date of your insurance policy. While your insurance company or broker will almost certainly send you a reminder, it is a criminal offence to drive an uninsured vehicle. The expiry date of your motor tax disc. It is unlawful to drive a non-taxed vehicle. The expiry date of your standard driving license. The expiry date of your tax clearance certificate. The expiry date of your NCT test certificate. Remember that keeping these things up to date involves other people and organizations and can sometimes be delayed. If you start the process in good time, you reduce the risk of your licenses becoming invalid, with consequent loss of earnings and possible penalty charges. For example, it can take 48 hours for revenue or NCT information to update the system that enables the authority to verify your tax or NCT status. And when you change your vehicle or other details on an insurance policy, it can be a week before you receive the new documents. 2. Remain tax compliant. As a self-employed person, you must register for tax with the Revenue Commissioners, and you are obliged to pay any tax reckonable on your income every year by the 31st of October. You are required to provide the revenue commissioners with details of all your income, from whatever source. The authority requires you to maintain your tax clearance status throughout the period of your license, and you must have an up-to-date tax clearance certificate, TC2, to hold or renew your SPSV driver license or vehicle license. The authority periodically shares information with the Revenue Commissioners, the Department of Social Protection, and other relevant agencies in relation to its law enforcement function. How to register for tax? When you start in business, you must register for tax by filling in the appropriate registration form. To register, you must have a Personal Public Service Number, PPS number. If you are an Irish national, you probably already have one. Otherwise, you can obtain one by registering with the Department of Social Protection. How to pay income tax? As a self-employed sole trader, you are required to pay income tax through the self-assessment system. This involves submitting a return of your income each year, the amount by which your sales income has exceeded your costs, and paying the appropriate taxes on it. While you are not required to submit annual accounts to the revenue, you are required to keep records of all income and payments, and you must include extracts from your accounts with your tax returns. Your accounts are subject to random inspection by the authorities for up to 6 years after filing. Under the Revenue's Pay and File system, you must file a tax return, online or by post, and pay tax by 31st of October each year. By this date you must file your tax return for the previous year, pay any balance of tax due for the previous year, and pay your estimated tax, preliminary tax for the current year. To avoid interest charges, the amount paid as preliminary tax must be 90% or more of your final liability for the current year, or 100% of your final liability for the previous year. Your tax liabilities, including preliminary tax liabilities, include income tax, self-employed PRSI, pay-related social insurance, and universal social charge, each of which is calculated as a percentage of your income. VAT. Passenger transport services are exempt from standard VAT rules. As an SPSV operator, you provide a VAT-exempt service. This means that you do not charge VAT on the service you provide. However, it also means that you are not entitled to reclaim VAT on any taxable business purchases, for example, your taxi meter or roof sign. Motor tax. A vehicle that is licensed as an SPSV and is used for purposes incidental to SPSV use and for no other purpose is eligible for a reduced rate of motor tax. A vehicle that is licensed as an SPSV but is not used solely for that purpose is required to pay the full rate of motor tax. For further information, contact your local motor tax office. 3. Separate personal from business. It is good practice to operate separate bank accounts for your business dealings and your personal finances. Use the business account to pay business-related expenses and lodge all business income to it. When you need money for personal reasons, you should transfer money from the business account into your personal account. This will make it much easier to make tax returns and to analyze the performance of your business. 4. Seek professional financial advice. Although there is no requirement to engage a professional accountant, doing so will make your life a lot easier when it comes to tax compliance and other aspects of financial management. Accountants understand how the tax system works. They know what your entitlements are in relation to tax credits and reliefs, and they sometimes even save you more in tax than they charge you. So, it makes good business and financial sense to consider using an accountant. Remember, however, but accountants can only work with the material that you give them. The better your records are, the easier your accountant's job will be when it comes to preparing tax returns and giving you advice. While revenue may not require audited accounts, many lending institutions do, and not having formally and professionally audited accounts could reduce your chances of obtaining finance in the future. 5. Plan for financial security. As the SPSV industry is predominantly a cash business, you need to plan very carefully what to do with the money you take in fares. It is important to remember that not all the money you earn is profit. You have a responsibility to pay income tax and will need to set money aside if you are repaying a loan. You will also need to consider finances to cover other known expenses. 6. Consider affiliating with a dispatch operator. If you are considering affiliating with a dispatch operator, you should make sure you fully understand how they operate and the terms of their agreements with drivers. Some dispatch operators just charge a flat fee for radio rental. Others impose a charge for each job allocated. Some use vehicle tracking technology that enables them to provide an efficient service that benefits both customers and drivers. There are also a number of internet and mobile phone app-based services for booking taxis and hackneys, and it may be useful to examine their terms and conditions and consider registering with one of them. Further information. Revenue's website www.revenue.ie has information about the tax system for businesses and a downloadable guide, Starting a Business. The various forms that you need to register your business for tax are also downloadable from there. The Department of Social Protection has a guide to setting up a business, Toil and Trouble, downloadable from their website at www.welfare.ie. The local enterprise offices offer information, advice and training to new and existing businesses. See www.localenterprise.ie. The Department of Jobs, Enterprise and Innovation has a useful website with links to sites offering information about setting up and running a business on www.djei.ie/enterprise/smes/syob.htm. The company's registration office can provide details on the registration of companies and company names and the requirements for filing accounts. See www.cro.ie. The Irish Small and Medium Enterprises Association, ISME, is a membership-based organisation supporting and representing small businesses. Its website has a range of information and services. See www.isme.ie. The Small Firms Association, SFA, is another membership-based organisation that offers advice and support for small businesses. Further information at www.sfa.ie. Many banks also produce useful guides to setting up a business. Additional considerations for dispatch operators. If you intend to set up as a dispatch operator, you will need to obtain a license. See Appendix C. You will then need accommodation to use as an office, and this may involve extra expense. You will need to furnish the office and equip it with telephone systems and driver communication equipment, such as a two-way radio. There are many other factors to be taken into consideration relating to finance and accounting, staff employment, legal liability, insurance, health and safety. These are beyond the scope of this manual, and you should seek professional advice before going ahead.